Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a ball fan with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The This guy right here is, he better not disappoint. Because I'm hopped. I'm excited to talk to him because he stole our imagination yesterday with this email. Is that you, Kyle?
Was that I supposed think it
to,
is.
Was, okay. Was that not supposed to say your name?
Fat no, boy? You can say
okay,
it.
Okay, hey, Kyle. Yeah. Hey, Kyle.
Hi.
So, the email yesterday. Should I, Fat Boy, go back and read the entire email or no?
I mean, you can kind of. Yeah, because I don't know how many people remember.
Okay, so, well, he was anonymous in the email, so we've now established that he does have a name.
That's partly my fault because, you know, I didn't want to – I've been talking to him a couple times, like, you know, when I got a hold of him yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, I have a situation, boys, and I don't know if I'm being pranked or not, but basically, can you get catfished by someone you already know? I'm saying this because I've been seeing a woman for almost 2 months now, and the thing is, I already know her, and she knows me. But she doesn't remember me, evidently. I don't know if this is odd or not, but she used to be one of my teachers about 10 years ago. I'm 27 now. She's 34. And this has not come up yet. I haven't mentioned it. I guess I'm waiting on her to pick up on it? I need some help on this one. You can call me if you need to. You want me to read your number out? No, I won't do that. And then you signed it anonymous, but now we've established that... who you are, and we'll go with that. So many questions for this, man. First off, thank you for coming on and doing this. We've had more and more of that. Maybe we just got to stay on people. Like, hey, give
us
an update.
He wasn't that hard to chase down.
Okay.
You know, he was pretty cool about it.
So.
Don't change now, though.
No, please don't. So she was your teacher. We went over that. We won't give any details on that other than, like, how did the two of you reconnect, I guess, is what I'm wondering.
Sure. It was just a networking event, you know, meeting for people professionally. She still teaches, but she also runs, like, a kind of side hustle, too. So
yeah,
she's there for that, I guess.
Like
I
mean, a happy hour thing? One of those things.
Nothing crazy, nothing like meeting on an app or anything, just people meeting together and pitching ideas and whatnot.
Speed dating. I just can't do the Adderall. I can't do it. So you met her. Did you recognize her at first?
I did, and I really thought she was going to recognize me too, but she didn't. And, I mean, if she did, she hit it really well. I mean, that's what I thought. I'm like, there's absolutely no way that she's not – acknowledging our connection here, but I mean, it never came up. And, I mean, we chatted for a bit. I didn't really think about it anymore either. And we just exchanged numbers and kept in touch.
Those networking things, yeah. They're not for business, right? Like, I've been to some of them before. I speaking from the heart, I detest them because I know on the surface what these things really are.
It's a big flex.
Yeah. It's a big flex, and it's a big, like, hey, I want to sponge off you. And I get it. The circle feeds the circle, but it's based off fakeness in my mind.
It's a big meat sling,
it's based off of, I'm going to come in here and get some connections and some plugs on this, and hopefully, I've never seen the reciprocation of it, I guess, is what I'm saying. So, but you see her, and you're like, oh, my God, this is Mrs. So-and-so, and we won't say her name, but... I mean, like...
Well, it's more awkward for him because he's trying to, you know, act like... He's waiting for her to recognize who he is.
Fat Boy, what was the... You had a really good question that you were going to say. Something about, like, back in the day. And I don't want to steal it from you, but I remember what it was. It was about, like... I'll go ahead and say it.
Yeah, because I can't...
You basically...
The interest?
Yeah, like, back in school, were you attracted to her then?
Actually, I wasn't. I never really thought about her like that. Either I was just too busy focusing on girls my age, or it was hard enough to get one of them instead of, like, I mean, not really looking at a teacher then.
Yeah. I see that, yeah.
I always had that kind of thing. Before it was called MILFs or whatever you call them now. We talked about that the other day. I don't know what you call a MILF now.
I don't know.
It's not a cougar.
No.
I don't know. We've never really redefined that after the Me Too movement.
We only had a couple. Like, they were young and good looking that you would maybe entertain.
I got a good email or DM one to read later about that. Talking about hot teachers then or versus now and back and forth likewise on that. Okay. So you said you were not necessarily attracted because you were thinking about... So how's this not come up yet? Like, the connection. Like, you talk about your background. So she's a teacher. As a teacher, where'd you go to school? You know,
went to your school.
Maybe see if she knows any of the teachers. Or, I mean, how does that not come up, the connection between the two of you?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I really thought it would, and I thought maybe at first, like, she recognized me. But obviously, like, we're having a conversation, we're talking. She is not pulling my leg. She legit... does not remember me, and I still haven't said anything yet. Like, we haven't had the, like, what school did you go to growing up or anything like that. And I honestly, I don't know if I should.
Oh, okay. So she doesn't.
Why I'm asking you guys.
So she doesn't remember you because she hasn't brought anything up. It's not like you asked her and she said, I don't remember you. She just, it's not coming to her yet.
Right. No, I have not done any of it.
So I just wonder how much longer you wait till that happens. Well, I guess it's not going to happen.
I
guarantee you she knows. I think she knows, but there's that stigma over it that maybe, like, again, we absolutely don't want to say the school name. We absolutely don't want to say her name because, you know, how people are and
they'll try to hook up with her and steal her from you.
Doxing and all this crap.
If it was a few years later, like in college, it would be acceptable. So I see where you're going.
Well, I mean, it's not the reputation you want to have.
No.
So
I think being honest and transparent is always the best way to be. And you. Why do you laugh at that? Then you don't have any drama.
Well,
later.
I mean, so if that's the case, then would he have said when she says, he's like, hey, what do you do? By the way, is she still a teacher, like, currently? Or was it, like, then that she was a teacher? Don't answer
She's
that.
She's still a teacher.
Okay. Again, no more alluding to anything like that, because I don't want to cost anybody any whatevers.
I love how you do it that way. It's like...
Because things like that, it's like when there's a bad cop news story, it affects all cops. When there's a bad this, it affects all, and I don't want everybody to get hemmed into the same corner.
It's like not the same situation with Mary Kay Letourneau.
It's like, yeah, it's like that happens a lot more now than it did.
That's the stigma that you have to, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think that what he should do from this point, because I think it's, I don't want to use the word cute. What's a more masculine term for that? Because I don't like using the word cute.
But a guy should never use that word.
I know. It feels...
I don't know.
I don't know.
Good looking. Like I'm on my tiptoes when I say it.
Good looking, hot, a babe.
I don't know.
Dime piece.
Precious.
I don't know. I think it's you know what? I'm going to own it. I think it's cute that you
such a simp.
Recognize that she was your school teacher. And there's nothing wrong with this. By the way, for those that are texting in, I thought we said it. Maybe we didn't. You were 17. You were in high school, senior in high school. There was nothing going on then. Absolutely not. 10-year separation. So, you know, we get that out of the way. You should just say, I can't believe... Well, okay, so I'm going to answer my own question. Are you afraid that if you tell her, because she legit maybe doesn't remember, and you tell her that's going to end it? Because you really, really like her?
I like her. We get along. I'm worried that
she ain't listening. Go ahead and be honest. I mean, I'm serious. Like, is that the thing that's holding you back from, like, bringing it up? Because she would be like, oh, my God, he's a former student. I can't. I just can't.
Well, it's one of the things, like, if she had said something earlier, then it's like, all right, we skip the awkward part really quick and can go wherever. But since we've been talking, we've gone out like 4 or 5 times now. It's like, is this going to be super awkward or not?
That's why it worked, because when he went after her at first,
right,
he wasn't going after her like, you know, somebody wanted to date. It was like somebody he knew.
Right.
But, you know, she never knew, and it just kind of grew from there.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't see why you can't be with her if you have feelings for her. I mean... It all depends on what you want.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's... I think his thing is, does he acknowledge that he knows? I think, absolutely. If there's any future to this, let me ask this in a very eloquent way. Are y'all banging?
That's so eloquent, the way you just worded that. The banging part.
Like, are y'all being intimate?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's super direct, and I'm not going to answer that.
You know what?
That means yes.
That's not a bad answer. You don't want to jinx anything.
Yeah, I feel like my wrists were just slapped with that response from him.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We got some folks who want to talk to you. I'll give out the numbers again. 1-800-774-0093. You can call or text.
Swing sniffers.
Provided. Let's go to anonymous female first. Hey, anonymous female.
Hi.
Hey. I know you're probably like, I don't know if I'm the anonymous female or not. I'm on hold. How do I know if I'm that one?
Yeah. My bad.
We got to give them like a code word or something.
It should be like a tone.
Well, there was
That's true. What does that sound like when you come on there? Does it go like that?
No, it's kind of like a ding.
Like that?
Okay.
Do the sound with
your mouth. Kinda.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never called into this show. All right. So, what about Kyle? What, you're hearing this? Kyle, say hello to anonymous female.
Hello.
Hi, Kyle.
It is hard to get a read on Kyle.
It is, really is.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, heard Kyle's story. I just wanted to let him know it's really seriously not that big of a deal, and I think you should totally just tell her because, I mean, at this point, they've already spent time together, so I really don't think that it's going to be a deal breaker, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's a...
good point.
Yeah. I mean, that would be for her to answer, but also, like, the... You know, several people are saying on text, and I've never been a school teacher, but they say, hey, you know, I'm a school teacher. You know, it's not bad that she doesn't remember. I don't remember students from year to year. And that's unsettling.
I don't know how you would.
It depends on what kind of teacher you are. If you're teaching an hourly class, I'm thinking more like, you know, elementary school when you're in the same class all day. Those are the teachers I tend to remember because they were there in the same room all day.
That's true.
So,
but even like you would have to stand out, be like a star athlete or something like that.
Yeah, so I didn't.
even that only carries a few extra years.
Right. So I didn't at all. So anonymous female, you're saying you don't see the issue with it.
No, I teach college right now.
Okay.
Obviously,
okay.
I'm not going to say where.
Okay.
But anyway,
okay.
I date my students. I mean, they aren't my students per se, but they're 23, 22, sometimes older. But I've dated them. I've had, you know, physical relationships with them. But to be honest, I really don't think it's a big deal.
I'm going to give you a golden apple right now.
For real?
here's the thing is that people hear female and they kind of, people are conditioned to think that it's usually a male professor hitting on the female. So when they hear that it's the female professor, they don't really know how to react to it.
Right.
But I will tell you one thing, that the men lose attention like pretty quickly. So it's really easy to break it off.
That's low T.
I mean, honestly, it's not a big deal. And listen, if something presents itself, I'm not going to turn it down.
Like, you never had any close calls as far as maybe getting fired or, like, a crazy
situation? No. Wow. They're not ever my students.
See, right. That's
and
good.
So, like, him, they're not. He's not a student anymore. It's seriously, we're all adults. Like, it's not a big deal.
So let me ask you this, a couple questions. A, is it is there anything, any edict laid down from your particular school saying do not date students?
Did
they frown upon it, perhaps? I don't want to get you in trouble, and you've been sweet enough
to
call. Okay, so don't answer that. All right, so here's the other question. So you're saying that you could not date them while you were teaching them, but let's say a couple years down the road, you're at a shindig or whatever, and you say, oh, that's Paul from third period, or not period, in college, whatever.
Right.
Is that out of the question? So you say, you're basically saying you can date them, but not while they're currently your student.
Yeah, basically. So I definitely date and have physical relationships to them, but with them, but I'm not their current teacher. Like, they're not my students, but they're still in college.
Yeah,
you know, they're still enrolled.
That's kind of in bad taste, though, because you're kind of like, if you're giving someone a grade and you're dating them at the same time, it's really
right. It's a little bit different.
It's
and so like
Pete
how he's not she's not giving him a grade, you know, and he's, you know,
giving her that D.
Who
knows?
Amazing.
Can only allude.
Exactly.
We don't know.
So you see what I'm saying? Like, it's the same for a female as it is for a male, as far as, you know, professors go. Is like, if it presents itself, I'm not going to turn it down. So,
are you a doctor?
Do
you have a doctorate?
I do.
God, it makes it so much hotter.
She
I don't know.
Sounds hot, too.
Yeah, no. But, like, we're like double what she usually dates.
Yeah, I wouldn't be interested.
Oh, you kissed my ass.
Oh, my God.
I dropped your class to be flashy.
You stay after class now. All right. No, you're sweet. Thank you so much. Have a great morning.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, you too. Bye.
Anonymous female teacher. A doctorate, nevertheless.
Yeah. I mean, I like nerdy men like that, but I've never been attracted to any of my professors.
I think you like those swing snippers.
No.
Kyle.
Simps.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there he is, Kyle. Boy, what'd you think about that, huh? That was kind of an eye-opener. See, I used to think nurses were like the freakiest occupations, and now I'm thinking it's teachers.
It's cool.
I mean, the things you see, the things you hear, the texts I'm reading right now.
Like, what's going on in the lounge, really?
I mean, really, what's up in the teacher's lounge?
I mean, what are we doing?
Y'all throwing up Captain Morgan legs? What's going on with that?
Captain Morgan
legs. I think Kyle wants to go back to college now.
Kyle, here's what I would do. I would... Do you know when you're going to see her again? Like this week, this weekend, something like that? Next couple of days, tonight?
Oh, we're trying for this weekend.
Okay, nice. So by this weekend, you're going to tell her, say, hey, look, I knew this from the start. Don't go back and say you don't, because I think she would love it that you recognize her. Say, I just didn't know if it was going to mess this up. I thought we were going in a good way, and I didn't want to say anything that was going to. Cause that to not be fruitful for both of us, but I need to tell you this. And then if that throws her off, then it would keep something that goes a little further down the road.
Or he could tell her without telling her. He could tell her, like, you know, he could put it on somebody else who brought it up, like, oh, I went to that school, but no, I didn't have you as my teacher. That's kind of like a half-truth.
Yeah.
I don't know how your conscience is.
Maybe bring an old yearbook with you, casually lay it on the table there at dinner, something. I don't know. But how about this, Kyle? We keep your number. We check in with you maybe next. We're going to be harder on this, meaning we're going to stay after it. So would you be cool with coming on next week and give us an update?
That sounds good.
Okay, Kyle. All right,
Kyle. All right, Kyle. Thank you, sir. You have a good morning.
Thank you, too.
All right, thank you.
I'll take back my simp comment, Kyle.
Yeah, you should.
You're the man.
Dang it, man. See, there was. I was going to say, we'll go to break. When we come back, we'll get some more phones. I'm incredibly amazed by some of these texts. The number to text us, the number to call us, same one, the TLCMotors.com phone lines, 1-800-774-0093.
She wouldn't come on, but I was told over the phone that if this truck driver lady heard that drop one more time, she was never going to listen to us again.
No.
She said, if I hear Paige do the wee-wee-wee-wee one more time.
Oh, she thinks that's Paige.
It's me.
She thinks it's you.
Oh, Paige doesn't talk like that.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The bigger your areolas, the bigger the hole.
He's like a...
So if you got the end of a football, as we always say.
Football. You got the urethra's bigger than the boob
you
itself.
You look like a stripper clown.
Who's that?
Things cut out in the wrong places.
Oh.
I'm glad our male parts are not colored like nipples are. That'd be odd.
Yeah, like, you know what? God.
It's like dipped in chocolate.
This could go into a very strange spot. So many fleeting thoughts.
I know, man. It's like when you come in here, it's like ADD.
Yeah. No, good, though. Like, real good. Like, I've wrote all kind of notes down. I got to remember before we go any further to say happy birthday. It's not, gosh, I can't remember. Hold on, let me scroll back down. I made a promise.
I love these shout outs because you always forget who they are.
Well, it always, I know that's the most important thing.
Happy birthday for you.
No, I was just making sure. Okay. Happy birthday from Tony with a Y. To P1 pubic moose. And the moose, the moose is spelled like a dessert. I thought it was pubic mousy at first. But there's the,
it's not spelled like the product?
I don't know if that's like a product you get at Sally Beauty Supply. It's like pubic moose. It's right by
with
the balsamic butter.
Or two E's.
M-O-U-S-S-E.
Ooh.
I'm here for the pubic moose.
You guys have pubic moose.
I need some pubic moose.
I need to get a little body below the belt. You know what I'm saying?
I want to make horns out of my hair down there.
Wow. I don't know what happened.
It's got to be a real
anyway,
product, right?
Happy birthday to
pubic moose.
What you might, like? It could be public mouse. It could be public mouth. I mean, they, all these misspellings here lately.
Autocorrect got him. It's like that's what you're going to be now. You might have been public mouse, but guess what? You're pubic moose now. Just like Big Brown, Bog Brown, he's been so much.
Oh, Bog.
So many different things.
You know, I that's something that was said there, like led me to the, and I was like, you know, for a second, I was like, don't do that. But you know, who am I protecting? Only myself. I have this. You mentioned the nipple about the discoloration. Yeah. So I've always had a mole on my nipple, as my whole life.
That's what's gonna turn it.
You're such a lady. I mean, like, that's every woman that I've ever told it to. Have you had it checked?
Did you go to the doctor?
Have you had it checked?
You got to get in the mobile mammography.
It's a mole. I got like a lot of not moles, meaning like a like 3D moles, like, you know, skin tag moles, you know, that
kind of. Sure, it's not
thing.
An old booger.
You know how, like, old people. I remember an old woman that went to our church. It looked like she had a piece of Italian sausage just sitting on her shoulder. It was an old mole. It looked like a piece of sausage that you'd get, like, on a, you know, Domino's pizza. The little, and it was just sitting on her shoulder. And I was like, Daddy, what is that?
I haven't moved.
That's a mole, Matthew.
Why'd you say it like that?
That's the way I talked as a kid.
What, did you go flick it like a...
Chris
like,
Rock stole my gimmick.
Flick it.
Go up there and flick it to her.
And so, but anyway. But as I've... And this is not a... Certainly not a... look at me. Because I'm not going to allow you to take photos. But I had a mole on my my man breast. And now that I've lost weight and tried to, like, firm it up or whatever...
Yep.
It makes it expand.
Oh, no, it got bigger.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Can I reveal this to you?
Sure.
Yes, I mean, I don't know. You'll be able to see it from there, and I'll have to turn the lights on.
Okay. Do you want to go on video?
No.
Scientific.
No, because I don't. I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Okay.
I have to think now too. Like, I got to think about this at one point. Like my grandson's going to eventually, you know, go to school one day and stuff. You
hopefully.
Know? He's 3, and like, I don't want him to. Oh, yeah, I know your grandpa. He's got the messed up nipple. Like, I have to really keep things like that in, kind of like, but at the same time, I have to be me. I have to be me.
Paige, please tell me you have a mole on your nipple, and you're next. Yeah, I don't know if.
Can you see it?
Yeah, is that a mole?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it used to be smaller when my boob was bigger. So now that it's firmed up, it's making the skin of the nipple, whatever you would call that.
Just squeeze it one more time. Yeah, look at that.
Look, that's all I can get a handful of now. I love that. I used to grab several handfuls of breasts.
Yeah, I want you to push them together real quick.
But like, oh no, don't give me that look of concern, Paige.
I'm not.
It's pronounced.
It looks like I got shot with a paintball gun.
I'm looking to see
the
shape of the mole. That's all. If
it's not a mole anymore. It's like half my. I want to say the T word.
If it grows and it changes color or shape, you need to definitely have that checked out.
It has. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think she got close enough to really see it.
I don't need to see it.
Look, just look at it.
Do I have your permission to shove my boob in your face?
Yeah, but you have to remember.
You never asked me when you used to do it.
That's true. I never got a tip. Okay, and okay.
You know what sucks out of this? Look.
Yeah, but I would say I'm not even looking at that. I would say that if it's because I had a biopsy last week, because I'm concerned on my face.
I'm not falling for that. People are taking a picture of it and put it on there. We'll have doctors. No. I shouldn't have said it.
I don't want it to be.
I'm not making fun of things. No. I just literally in my mind, because I would always ask, like, you know, hey, is that what is that about?
You moles know? On different parts of your body, very, very normal.
Okay.
It's when they start to grow and change shape is when you need to be alerted with that kind
of. Yeah, if it starts to overtake your nipple, like, you know, they're fighting for same spot.
Yeah.
Should probably go check
it out. If it looks like I'm wearing like one coconut shell on one side.
If your nipples are playing Risk.
If it looks like a pasty over
checkmate.
Pasty.
Oh no.
Is that
it looks like I had a pen in my pocket, like an old pocket protector, and the pen just started leaking out of my breast.
Yeah, that's a great description, I mean, actually.
It's a
black pen.
It's moles are very, very, very common.
Is that a pasty? Yeah. No, it's a mole.
Yeah. Hey, you got some? Did you get some chocolate pudding on your breast? No, it's my mole. Thanks for pointing that out.
Does like somebody just walked up to you with a Sharpie and just you know, jabbed you real
it's
quick.
It's like my crack mole. Like, you know, dude,
see that one
elementary
now.
You want to see? I don't want to do that one.
If you did,
I have a right in the crack of my ass, I have a mole as well.
Oh,
and
nice.
In elementary school, when kids are, you know, for the most part, not cruel to the degree they get to in middle school and whatnot. And this one brilliant child at Cone Elementary School, when I was in the fourth but maybe the fifth grade, I bent over, as typically it would be. And I was, this particular one, and I will bring this, I'm you getting the full me today, y'all. This is something I've never talked about.
Unfiltered Mattman.
I was on the front page of the Greenville News when I was a kid.
Oh.
And because, oh, dude, this is hurting my soul to talk about because I'm opening up a wound. I really am.
Can we get that? Somebody at the Greenville News, can you send that to us, please?
No. So, look, here's the thing. There was a clown that came to my school. You laugh. This is horrifying. There was a clown that came to Cone Elementary School, and he was doing a bit at the in the thing, and he needed some assistance to put his jacket back on. And it was one of those things kind of like a, like a Charlie Chaplin bit where I'm putting one sleeve on for him, and then I'm going to the other side, and when I do that, he pulls that one off, and we're going in a circle of trying to help him put his jacket on. And the jacket had fallen to the ground. Now, many of you are going to laugh about this, and if you do, damn your souls.
All of you.
I bend over to help him get the jacket on, and that is when they snapped the photo, and they printed a fat me as a young boy's crack of my ass in the newspaper of the Greenville, South Carolina News.
I'm sure it's been spread around the dark web already to those, you know, swing sniffers.
And my Aunt Wanda, and Aunt Wanda, if you hear this, I love you. This is just retelling a story. She worked at the Greenville News at the time, and she got my mama the 8x10 that was used, the press photo.
And they loved it.
And framed it. And I'm like, you don't understand what this is doing to me. And this, so that young kid, this is about when all that happened. He's like, and you have a mole back there. You're an ass mole. You're an ass mole.
The clown started it, probably. Ass mole.
I wonder. That combined with my weird Halloween costume where I was dressed as a clown, and it looks like the cover of a Rob Zombie movie, like me sitting there carrying a brown grocery bag, a paper bag as my candy bag, and wearing half a clown costume. It looked like I was going to turn into a psycho murderer.
I still got to see when you were Mr. T.
You don't.
We got to see those pictures.
No. You
keep
don't see, get to
fool.
See that one or me as
a
Thriller.
You're
not allowed to see. And Rob Inario before you texted to me to allow. See, Rob was at an event with me one time that was at a residence of a family member, and family member had the picture. Without my knowledge, Rob took a picture with his
foot.
I know.
Rob.
I'll sue you, Rob.
Oh, my
God. We
got to
get that picture, Rob.
No. No.
We got to get it.
That, you know what?
I got a mold on my nipple, fool.
I feel like Trudeau in Canada right now. I was a young boy. I was emulating my heroes. Get off.
Put some candy in my bag, fool.
It was my favorite show at that time was Different Strokes, and then Mr. T, and then the time when Mr. T was on Different Strokes, I was like, oh, man.
The heavens opened up.
He was the Gooch?
No, he wasn't the Gooch.
He was the bike shop owner. He was the
real one. See,
come here, fool.
He didn't need to be on that show. That's also a messer with your brain.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, fat boy. Roll with it. You just said, I had to pull the move on you and say, oh, man, just say that when we come back. Because you said you were out of town over the weekend. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was. You ever take you've probably done this definitely more than me. It's like a spontaneous trip. You know what? Let's just go somewhere. Let's just drop it and like.
I love that.
Even if it's a day or two, you're like, get out of town.
Just you and the missus?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Well, sandals.
It's nothing real.
Hedonism.
This is only a day trip, so it's nothing that far off.
Flip-flops.
No, we went to Atlanta, but.
World of Coke?
No. I think the reason why is, might indicate a problem.
Did you go to the art museum? That'd be fun.
No, not the art museum. This is completely random. I was looking up...
Didn't involve the Ashes, did it?
No.
Okay.
I was looking up...
I was a Braves fan.
How to make a homemade pot pie. And as I was going down the rabbit hole, I'm like, who's got the best pot pie? Because it's hard to find. Like, you're either going to make it or you're going to get one in your freezer section. Nobody really has them.
Did you drive to Georgia for a pot pie?
I did. I drove to Atlanta to get
it. Weird. Bizarre. Chicken?
honest to God, no other reason why. Other than
that was it.
And what was the name of the place that supposedly, is it a Paula Deen restaurant?
No, it's this little place in Roswell called Doodle Pies.
Doodle.
You people in Chattanooga, I'm telling you, you want to go check it out too because it's not too far from you.
That's not bad. That's a quick drive down the back roads.
I'm like, there's no way this is like the best pot pie you can get. And they said it was. And they are deep. They're not really that big, but they're deep pot pies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to go get one, right? And it was, God, you get there, man. And it was like, you could pack it full with whatever you wanted. Like
what'd
brisket.
You put in your pot pie?
Beef brisket.
So like
put gravy, gravy in it and on top of it with mashed potato, like a big mashed potato ball on it.
Oh, Lord.
Jeez. Like, oh, my God. This is great.
I didn't know people still ate pot pies, honestly.
I didn't know there was a place that like was certified best in the South, pot pies. I'm like, I don't know about it.
I can't believe you would get in the car and drive that far. But then again, for what it was for, I can.
Yeah.
Did you drive or did someone else
drive? No, I drive. I don't go unless I'm driving.
Okay.
He's got to feel in control.
And that's not a thing of where, like, I decide when we leave, but I prefer my driving over others.
Yeah.
I really drive like an old man. I started, I'm like, if we're doing a food trip, we might as well pack something else in, right?
So you literally drove to what part again?
Roswell.
Roswell. Okay. You see any aliens?
No, but God, man, all those little like suburbs around Atlanta are always packed full of people.
Yeah.
And they all got shopping centers.
And sat in traffic to drive down.
You ate the pot pie and then went back to Clemson.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm like, I don't really want to do anything else in town. We got a great pot pie, so let's just turn around and go. First off.
Are you in fear of being served papers by chance?
No, if I wanted to escape that, I'd move to North Carolina. We got a local place that's only open. It's called Hirschberger's Bakery in Fairplay.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I found out about this place too.
No, what do they serve? What's their specialty?
They're like donuts, mm-hmm. cinnamon buns, but they're only open like, you know, various like hours. You really got to get there and get there first.
Places like that give me anxiety to even think about.
Oh, it was so good.
Like there was a place, it's still there downtown Greenville where people would, you know, you'd have to be a real fanatic, like a big biscuit head, to want to go there and wait outside for 2 hours to get a biscuit. By God, I did it one time, and
I haven't had that experience yet.
I mean, it was good and all, but I'm not a lie, not because of any kind of bouginess. I just don't like waiting in lines.
I don't either.
I use Open Table when I go to a nice restaurant. I hate not having reservations. I don't like waiting. I just hate it. Not that I'm too good, but it just.
Like, I'm not one of these people who are going to sit out and camp out at a restaurant mm-hmm. to get like one free sandwich a month.
Mm-hmm. No.
When like, they tell you it's free food for a year.
I usually like to go at the off hours and off time so you don't have to wait and you just get in, get out. And you know the food's better because the cook's not overstressed.
Like, I can't make it.
There's too many pot pies, man.
Too many pot pies.
There was a line out the door, so I had to wait a little bit.
God. But and you suckers, heard about it and talked your wife into this.
Yeah, I'm like, let's go. Let's just go get one. You know, we'll go to the bakery first. That was great. Oh, my God. I got a fat spinny donut, man. It was massive.
A spinny donut?
They call it a twist, but it's a spinny, and it's huge. I couldn't eat it all. God, the donuts are thick.
So I thought we were on a good pace last couple of weeks. You were talking about gymming, going to the gym, and
now we're having pot pies and donuts.
He's going out of town for pot pies.
You know what somebody told me that kind of got in my head about it, and I probably didn't do it right?
What?
They're like, look, if you're going a couple weeks doing good, you got to shock the system. You got to take a day to eat bad to kind of reset your weight so your body's not getting used to.
I'm glad you're doing that.
Well, that's the thing. It lasted longer than a day.
Did you get constipated?
No. I can never have that problem. If anything, it made it more explosive.
Oh.
Thanks.
That's
Jesus.
Not always good either, though.
I mean, You'd think a Pollock stopped by the bathroom, you know, and decorated the commode.
God.
And it was just.
Jackson, what's up?
It was great food. I'm like. There are people that just tour.
And then you got in the car and drove home. Well, foodies, yes. I was a foodie before it had a name. Like I was. You just called me fat ass and stuff back then. Now I'd be a foodie. That was like husky and all this stuff.
Was there vegetables in the pot pie?
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
I love peas. But I could add in whatever I wanted to add in.
Oh.
So I put all kinds of stuff in there, man. I'm like, give me a little extra beef. Double meat it for me, man, if you would.
Sprinkles, M&M's.
Well, I got a dessert pie too. The apple pie just with a big.
And a donut?
God. Yeah. Well, the donut was breakfast. This is going to take a while to get there, you know.
Listen, I love her. I do. I love you. But I don't want to just do radio with you. I'm saying we got to keep him alive.
Well, I know.
Calm down.
Give me a butter IV. It should be good to go.
No, calm down.
No, I can't overeat it now. And I still get that thing mentally when I eat something bad. I'm like, oh no, what did I just do? But while I'm doing it, I'm like, man, it's you know how like some people are like alkies real bad or mm-hmm. big druggies and pill heads. That's how they get whatever that feeling is I get from food. And I'm like, oh, this is so good.
See, that's you're rewarding yourself with that, which isn't that bad. You're not an emotional eater like I am with stuff.
No, it's just like taste. Like stuff will always taste good.
Like I won't eat any real food and I'll live on ice cream for a week.
I'm not an emotional eater, but I have cried on the toilet before.
Mine is just like, it's so bad.
Did you bring some Kleenex in here? Are we out of toilet paper? No, I'm crying again. This hurts.
Are you trying to do something else in the toilet?
Are you using the squatty potty? Yes, and I'm rocking back and forth. Still.
Oh, are you doing a reverse Blumpkin, sir, on the toilet?
Bring me some of the COVID gloves in here.
Sir, what are you doing?
I had a wrench.
Okay?
I had to stop myself.
Maybe the channel locks with you.
Oh, God. I had to stop myself.
He's
crying. Like, I don't want to eat this too fast. That's how great this is.
Savor
I want
it. Yeah. It'll help you eat less, though. That's the way it does me if you take your time with it.
But if there's a crowd around, I kind of get like, not really nervous, but I feel like, you know, I'm kind of in people's way. I need to hurry up and get going. Like maybe somebody else is waiting to sit down because this place is packed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And there weren't really a whole lot of seats. And I'm like, I'm already getting an apple pie and a brisket pie. I can't eat them all that.
Yeah.
Well, the donut was breakfast. You know, it's like a 2.5 hour drive. So.
But that was a one-off. You didn't go back and do that the next day, so that's good.
No.
And you went sleepy on the drive home?
Yeah, but I don't think it's like a narcolepsy or anything, but I get random, like, doze-offs, even during the day. I told you that game I play on my phone is like a hypnotic game.
Candy Crush?
No, it's called Brickin' Balls.
Brickin' Balls.
Yeah, so you shoot this little ball, and you like it hits the bricks, but it looks like Pong. And it just goes back and forth and back and forth. And if I watch it, I'll start to doze off. That's why I dropped my phone on my nuts the other day on the couch and damn near killed myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Is my phone? Where's my phone at? It weighs so much.
Oh, it's very heavy.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
That it's a 14 like a Pro Max. It's the heaviest iPhone they've ever made. And I dropped it on my nuts.
Wow.
At close range, too.
No wonder why you were sounding a little soprano.
And it didn't even wake me up at first. I'm like, God, didn't you get that pain? I'm like, oh,
you dropped it on there and then didn't feel it?
Because I was doing it. I was dozing. Like, and then when I kind of nodded off, I'm still holding the phone on the corner. And then it's like falls on the nuts. And I'm like, oh, then I got a delayed reaction.
Jesus. Did you go get that checked?
I don't know if that's part of being fat, though. I kind of chalk it up to being overweight.
Like, what, just falling asleep? At the drop of a hat?
Yeah, that's got to be right.
A lot of that, you get a lot of that whatever kind of dump. Not like number twos, but like some kind of sugar crash or some kind of
maybe that's what it was.
Carb crash or whatever. You eat a lot of fruit and vegetables?
Yeah, I try to mix it up. You know, I like peas a lot, other green beans. Try to always have a green in there.
Somebody told me the other day that I'm messing with myself to lose weight. And it's true that I am. Like, I don't think of it as pleasurable.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.